I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today at Lucky Land.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You want to keep it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in. New episode, Advice from a Fuckboy, favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. Coach Clint, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. the people's champion, a.k.a. Mr. Hermson. All right, look, check this out, man. If you live in New York or you live in New Jersey, tickets are on. Listen, we're shooting a comedy special. Can y'all please get y'all tickets? You know you want to come. You're going to hear this and you'll be like, damn, I missed him. No, you didn't miss me. It's Saturday, July 23rd. It's my first comedy special, half hour. Can y'all please come out, get your tickets? We're at the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York. Again, we're at the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York. All right, enough of that. I'm actually sitting in my hotel room in New York City. Figured I'd make an episode while I'm on the road. This is episode 274, so y'all know what that means. We got one more, but we ain't even focused on that. Let's focus on the present, and let's focus on what's here, and let's focus on what's right now. Ladies, this episode is for you. Guys, I've been on y'all the last couple of days, last couple of months, you know, whatever. I've been on y'all, but ladies, this one, I would strongly suggest that you grab your friend and be like, girl, he talking. The problem is, though, this is what I realize about women sometimes. You can know that somebody's talking and you can know that what you guys are doing or putting out is wrong. But what some of y'all want is enablers, right? So on these podcasts, a lot of these podcasts, I know a lot of times I validate y'all feelings about men and how we don't make plans and we don't do this and we don't do that. But let me ask you an honest question. Do you feel like, I hear women say all the time, dating is trash, dating is this, dating is that, dating is this, dating is that. Can I ask you, ladies, what are you doing to make it better? That's an honest question. I want to know, what is it that you're doing personally to say that I'm doing the best I can as a date, at dating? And here's the problem. We walk around and I see all these memes and I see all these signs. Like, here's what really tripped me out. I'll tell y'all what happened. I don't follow the Shade Room, but of course, you know, people be posting it, blah, 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 right? So I'm looking and I see that this woman literally is suing this man. How much she sued? She sued him $10,000 for a bad date, right? She sued him $10,000 for a bad date. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that's right, that's wrong, that's indifferent. I don't give a shit. But I'm going to tell you how I feel about the mentality, because I've also seen memes where girls say, oh, man, from now on, when it comes to dating, you need to give me a deposit. And I know y'all don't mean that per se. I know that y'all being facetious, or y'all taking it, y'all just stretching how you really feel. And how you really feel is that you think niggas are wasting your time. I have an honest question for you, ladies. Do you think that do you honestly think you don't waste men's time? Can you honestly look yourself in the mirror and say, I've never wasted a man's time. I've never contributed to why dating is the way it is. Because you know what? I can sit here and I can blame men all I want. And fellas, I can sit here and tell y'all, yo, listen, we need to start taking accountability and responsibility for what we do and not others' actions. But ladies, I'm going to flip the script and I'm going to put it on y'all for a second. Why is it that every time when it comes to dating, it's always about, oh, we have to do this, and this. And it seems like you don't have to do a motherfucking thing but show up. And we have to impress you. That's why guys are frustrated. Do y'all want to have that conversation or not? I'm not live. I'm literally in my hotel room, sitting on the bed, ass naked. I mean, y'all didn't have to know that, but I'm sitting on the bed, ass naked. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry. I just took a shower. That's why I just took a shower. I'm getting ready to head up to the Bronx to go check out my man in his sneaker store. But in the meantime, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, I'm scrolling through Instagram. I'm like, yo, women really think they don't do nothing. And this is a trend. Y'all really believe y'all don't do anything. You really believe that you have there's nothing you did in dating that causes it. There's no cause and effect with y'all. It's literally, oh, dating is trash because I just be walking around and girl, these men. Oh my God, these men. Girl, these men. Don't y'all always say you are what you attract? I find it interesting that you guys want to use those memes and those terms when it's only convenient for you to validate your feelings. Well, if you are what you attract, then let's talk about this. You waste time. You play games. You know that. You've done that. You're in your 30s and you play games and you act like you're not. And then the problem is that you're not telling your girlfriends the whole story. That's if we really want to get to, you're not telling your girlfriends the whole story about the date. Because let me tell y'all a true story. Never forget, this is probably 5 years ago, right? I ended up dating this girl who is friends with a girl I went on two dates with, right? And as we're on our fourth date, and she was like, oh, such and such, you know, she said this, and this. And I said, really? So apparently they was in a girl's group chat, blah, 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 blah. And apparently what it was when I was on the date, apparently the girl told her that the entire time I was on my phone, right? And I can understand that, right? I can understand that. You should not be on your phone when you're on a date. The girl was completely right. But there's two sides to every coin. What she didn't tell you was that the only reason why I was on my phone that day is because I was dealing with an emergency back in Philly and I had to have my phone. And I definitely kept stepping out and showing her, yo, this is my dad calling. Yo, this is my sister calling. Yo, this is like, it wasn't like I was, but the narrative was, oh, Clint was on his phone the whole time. And listen, anybody that's ever been out on a date with me or anybody, y'all know that I can be probably, you know what? I'm going to be reflective for a moment. I know for a fact that I could be very selfish when it comes to my time and when it comes to other people's time. Like I ask you, there's been times where I've asked women on a date the entire time, and I'm on my phone worried about what's going on in the world instead of worried about what's in front of me. I understand that. And I can admit that and I can take responsibility for that. But what pisses me off is that she acted like, oh, I was blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yo, tell the entire story. The story that you want to tell is Clint was on his phone. So now, oh man, niggas, blah, 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 blah. This is why I don't date because blah, 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 blah. No, you don't date. I mean, listen, was it a good date? No. All right. And that's on me. I take full responsibility on that. But but here's the thing though, ladies, men aren't there to really give their side of the story. So when y'all are sitting there going back and forth in y'all girls group chat, talking about, oh, he did this and he did that and blah, 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 blah. All you're looking for is your girlfriends to rile you the fuck up and be like, yeah, girl, you see what I'm talking about? Yeah, girl, you see what I'm talking about? Yeah, girl, you see what I'm talking about? No, they don't fucking see what you're talking about because you're not giving the whole fucking story. Yeah, y'all want, like, we, like, let's talk, women. Ladies, girls, hoes. No, I'm playing. I'm joking. I'm gonna be me. You're not hoes. I'm y'all, please relax. The point I'm making is that dating
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
It's trash on both sides. And I'm getting sick and tired of women walking around here acting like y'all the victim. Sometimes or a lot of times you are. I've told you on this podcast millions of times. Guys do this, guys do this, guys do this, guys do that. I'm not lying to you. I get it. I know guys that have gone, like, I've done some shitty stuff on dates, blah. We get it. But let's be clear. It takes two for dating to be trash. Because dating for me is a two-way sport. This is a co-ed sport. Yeah, let's talk about it. Dating is a co-ed sport. Dating is for the mature and it's for the co-ed. It's not dating, and mind you, when I say co-ed, I don't mean just man and man, woman and woman, however you identify. Yes, we got to say that these days. But however you identify, you are going out with somebody else, whether you're going out with another man, whether you're going out with another woman, whether you're going out with, it doesn't matter. Dating is a co-ed sport. And the problem is that we like to act like, and this is both parties a lot of times, we like to act like it's one part or the other part instead of both of us taking accountability and saying, yo, man, we got to get better. So back to the story I was telling you about. So she tells the girl that I was, you know what I'm saying, that I was on the phone the whole time. And then the girl that I was with that time, at that moment, she's like, I had a whole different experience than what that girl said. I had a whole different experience than what that girl said. Well, yeah, of course you had a whole different experience. Because I'm not the guy that she tried to paint me out to be. The guy that she tried to paint me out to be was somebody who just wasn't paying attention to her on a date. The guy that she painted me out to be was the guy who, you know, I wasn't here or I wasn't present. And that's true. But also, you also say, yo, like, this is another thing that pisses me off about dating, ladies. And guys, we can attest to this. Women, you want space for things that you don't give space for. Yeah. You want to have that conversation too? A lot of times, ladies, you personally want space for things you don't have space for in return. Prime example, how would you like it if we went on a date, right? And you had to keep being on your phone because you had an emergency, you know, blah, 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 blah. You expect, or even with your homegirl, it doesn't matter if it was your homegirls or with your husband, who, not your husband, if you on a date, you got a husband. That's a, was that a Freudian slip? I ain't gonna lie, I went on a date with a girl who had a husband. I've been on a date with a girl who had a husband. That was, it's probably one of the scariest dates of my life, I'm gonna be honest with you, because I kept thinking this nigga was gonna pop up. But that's neither here nor there. How did we get here? Anyway, the point I'm making is that you don't have you want space if you had some things going on in your life and you went on a date. You would want space for that. You would want a guy to be understanding. Like, you want us to be understanding when y'all late. But let a man be late on a date. You know what it is? Oh, he doesn't value my time and blah 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 blah. No. But with you, it's unfair to say the same thing, because we have to consider the things that you have to consider. You want empathy. You want us to consider the fact that, oh yeah, you know, she had to get ready, and oh yeah, she had to go do this, and oh yeah, he had to go. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know this before the date, because you want us to make plans, and we did that. See what I did there, fellas? You know this, but no. What you want to do is, you don't want to give us the same space that you're asking for. And that is the main message that I'm going to leave you guys with today. This podcast isn't over yet. I'm just saying. If you want to know the point that I'm getting at, ladies, I want you to literally stop I want you to stop being selfish. No, for real. Stop being selfish. And I want you to give the same space that you expect to receive when it comes to dating. Because we're going to go back to that conversation with me and old girl. So she's telling me how the girl was just basically like, yo, blah, 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 blah. I was doing this, and this. Right? And as I'm listening to it, I understand why the girl felt the way she felt. She wasn't wrong. But what I don't like is that there was more to the story than just me than other than me just being on my phone and not being present. Now, of course, it's easy to say, well, if you got a lot going on, it's easy just to cancel the date and just say that you have another, we'll have another time. But let's be honest, ladies, a guy cancels a date on you maybe 2 hours or 3 hours before because he got some stuff going on. You're going to look at him like he's a flake. And I really wanted to go out with this girl. I really wanted to enjoy this girl. I really wanted to have fun with this girl. I enjoyed our conversations prior to the date. But something was coming up and I didn't want to cancel. So what's the next best thing? You show up. But when you show up, sometimes it's best to take care of you. I understand that. But I was afraid that I wasn't going to get a second date because I didn't think she was going to have space. I didn't think she was going to have space for me canceling because I had a family emergency. And I'm in Los Angeles and they're in Philly and there's nothing I can do about it. The only thing I could do is just be there for my family over the phone or figure out what was going on. That's what I'm talking about, ladies. Space. Because on a date, I've been on plenty of dates where, you know, girls have had situations happen, you know, blah, 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 blah. And first thing you ask me for is, yo, please excuse. Yo, let's go a step further. Again, we talking about space. Ladies, how many of y'all car is clean? Right now, how many of y'all, if you listen to this podcast in your Honda or your Vima or your Legend or your Benz, I'm sorry, I was excited to say that. I don't think I've said it in a lot of episodes, but I'm going to miss saying that. How many of y'all in your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz? Honestly, car is clean right now. And when a guy gets in your car, what's the first thing you say if it's not clean? Please excuse my mess. Please excuse. He comes over your house. You wasn't expecting company. We get it. Please excuse my mess. But if you go over his house, he wasn't expecting company, blah, 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 blah. And he says to you, please excuse my mess. Are you excusing the mess? Be honest with yourself. Stop sitting here and say, see, like what we like to do is when we ask questions like these, a lot of times people like to be like, oh, well, I'm just a different type of chick and blah, blah, blah. No, the fuck you not. You just like everybody else. Stop it. We judge. If I go over a woman's house and the shit is dirty, yeah, I got something to say about it. Not say, but I'm thinking it. Ladies, you go over a man's house, shit dirty, he got a mattress on the floor, blah, 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 blah. He got the nerve to ask you if you want fuck. Nigga, what? You need a headboard. I only fuck with headboards. Real shit. I had a girl tell me that, man. Now that I'm sitting here, I'm in New York, man. I used to live on a futon. Right, when I used to live in New York, this was back in 2010, right? I literally had an apartment in Brooklyn, 860 Park Place, 11216. That was my old apartment. And I think I was in an apartment 3B, actually. I wish it was 4B. Jay-Z fans know what I'm talking about. I didn't bag work up, though. Used to bag work up out of apartment. Anyway, first of all, real quick, y'all know I'll be throwing the music gems in there. With that being said, real quick, and this is not a shameless plug, I'm just real quick. Y'all asking what's the next podcast? Music is the love language. That is the next podcast will be the podcast. I'm going to lean into it a lot more. We're going to debate music all day, every day, but we're going to do it in a fun way. We're going to have a good time doing it. That's neither here nor there. point I'm making is when I went up, when she came up.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
To my apartment, I used to sleep on a futon. And the girl was like, yo, I ain't fucking no nigga on no futon. I only fuck on headboards. Had to respect that. Anyway, let's get back to the lecture at hand. A lot of times, though, you guys are women, you're judging a man's apartment, you're judging his car, you're judging everything, his sneakers, whatever, right? And you're not giving space. Now, don't get me wrong. Do I act like women don't give space, period? No, I'm not saying that. Usually space comes with you liking the guy. That's when you have space. But in the meantime, or for the most part, a lot of y'all don't give space. And when it comes to dating. And that's your preference. That's okay. You're allowed to not do that. Here's why. Because I know, and fellas, pay attention. A lot of times women have given space in the past to other guys. And the problem is that when they gave space, it's like, yo, they get hurt, and it's like, or they get fucked. Not fucked, literally. Well, I mean, it could be literally, but, you know, they get fucked. And now they don't want to give space, and your space is through. Well, let me tell you something, ladies. If your space is through, you need to sit on the fucking bench. Because that's what dating is making space for somebody else and getting to know and learning them. And if we're quitting for the first sign of we quit after the first sign of something that we don't like, or you quit, or you feel like, you know, like, then what's the point? Now, get it. I totally understand deal breakers. Like, if I go over a woman's apartment and there's a whole bunch of cigarette butts and ashes all over the place, and I find out you smoke cigarettes, okay. I don't have space for that. That's my deal breaker. No space, nothing. I don't need space. You smell like an ashtray. But ladies, come on. The man, all he did was maybe burp. And you're like, ew, nah, I can't go out with him no more. What? Okay, you don't burp? And I know I'm using something very trivial, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm really tired of the narrative that dating is trash and men have to take the brunt of that. I'm tired of it. Now, for the last couple of months, and how I've changed on this podcast, fellas, I'm letting you know what we can do better. I'm letting you know what we can do better. And ladies, we're listening. But I want you to listen to us too. And understand that, yo, like, a lot of guys really feel like, yo, there's no room or no margin for error in dating. And that's the whole point of dating. Dating is trial and error. He's going to mess up. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to say something stupid. He's going to do something stupid. He's going to look stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's part of it. Just like y'all say stupid shit out y'all faces. That's the thing, right? Y'all really think that it's us and nothing else. No other contributing factors go into this. But it does. It does. And y'all want us to have space for y'all. Y'all want us to have patience with y'all. How many, fellas, how many times you been on a date with a woman and a girl's like, yeah, be patient with me. Be patient with me. Be patient with me. Ladies, can you honestly say that you exercise that same motherfucking patience? Can you say that in dating? I'm not talking about in a relationship. I'm not talking about with a guy you know them and fucking around and blah. I'm talking about with a guy that you, this is your third date and he, come on. Dating not trash because we all, because guys is just guys. Ladies, I'm here to tell you, this is what we don't like on dates. This is what we got a problem with. This is what we be seeing. And y'all don't see it. Sorry if I blew in the microphone. I had a feather in my mouth. How the fuck did I get a feather in my mouth? It's neither here nor there. Come on, man. We got to do better. Another thing, ladies. All right. Let me tell you something. And this is the God honest truth. Y'all tell us, you tell men all the time about pussy and, you know, this, you know, we expect to fuck and blah, 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 blah. Can you do me a favor and stop using your pussy as a bargaining tool? Yeah. Stop. Stop. It's 2022. Like, yo, for real. It's 2022. And most 30-year-old men ain't dating to fuck. Most of us. I would hope not. If you are, fellas, please see some of the other episodes when I told you that shit is lame. But ladies, you're not going to sit here and tell me that don't use your vagina as a bargaining tool. I don't care. We don't care. But again, we're the problem with dating. This is not me to bash y'all. This is not me telling y'all that y'all trash at dating. This is me telling y'all that it ain't always just us. This is me telling y'all that y'all need to be, y'all also need to have some thought about the opposite sex when they're dating. Real shit. Y'all have to consider us. And for the most part, most men feel like you don't. Most women we feel like are dating to check boxes and to get what you want. That's what it feels like. A lot of times we feel like we're going on dates to give you what you want. And a lot of times our wants, our needs, our desires go ignored because you think our wants and our need and our desires are wrapped up in your vagina. And it is a little, no, I'm playing. Yeah, I'm playing. But it's not. Our wants and needs are more than that. Like, ladies, think about it, right? Never get girl told me, she's like, yo, guy I'm dating, blah, 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 blah. He put me in the friend zone. How do you figure? Well, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, did you compliment? Did you let him know you're not trying to be his friend? Did you compliment him? Did you tell him that he's fine? Do y'all do that, ladies? Do y'all do that on a date? You go out on a date with a nigga, and the first thing he does, first thing you do, do y'all compliment? That should be the first, like, if it's a first date and he looks nice, God damn it, you should be complimented. You look good. That already eases tension up there, off top. Yo, you look good. What's up, Mike? How you doing? Good, how you? Good. Good to see you. Good to see you too. You look good. Really? Thanks. Goes a long way. Changes the trajectory of the date. Started off with a compliment. Off rip. And a non-clothing compliment at that. Don't got to be sexual. Don't got to be like, yo, you, I see your print. Because some of you women want to go to the extreme and do shit like that. And I think that's whack too. But that's neither here nor there. Come on, man. Y'all better. Do better. Do better. Sitting here in this apartment. It's not an apartment. It's a hotel room. I'm stupid. It feel like my apartment. Because I ain't gonna lie, this shit is smaller than my apartment. Like, I remember, man, like, it's hotels, you know. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. I've been all over the place this week, man. Been stressed out. You know? Remember I told y'all those awards happened? Didn't win. Y'all probably like, oh, damn, he didn't win? 0 for 2. I'm not taking it well. And then, you know, we got to do this show up in Brooklyn. A lot of y'all getting y'all tickets last minute or waiting till the last minute. Venue don't want to hear that shit. But whatever, what can you do? You know? So bear with me. Please be patient. See what I did there? Be patient. You know? Walk with me. You know what I mean? Walk with me, Detroit. But yeah, man. And look, I understand that, you know, this podcast is coming to an end. And the subject matter and the topics and even the guests, you know, they've kind of fizzled out over the past six to eight months. And the content hasn't been there. I just want y'all to know, though, I appreciate all of y'all rocking with me for as long as you have. You know, but it's just time for something new. It's time for something new. But anyway, let's get back to what I was saying. Ladies, I really want you to take a look at yourself when it comes to dating. I really want you to say to yourself, like, damn, like, yo, am I doing this right? And I'm not saying that I'm not saying there's a right and a wrong way, but am I doing the best that I can do? I'm not asking you to make plans. I'm not asking you to do a man's job. I'm not asking you, ladies, I'm not even asking you to waver I'm not asking you to bend on whatever you require from a man or a woman. I'm not asking that. What I am asking, though, is that you try to the things that you want in dating from a guy, the things you want, like write down, ladies, I want you to jot down what a good date would be like. And when I say a good date, I'm not talking about what y'all doing. Yes, we know arcade, video games, whatever you like, bowling, boom, 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 whatever that is you like doing, like, yeah, I understand, that's fun, do that, right? Do that. But here's what I want you to do, too. I want you to write down emotionally or what you would want guys to say to you or what do you want a guy to notice or talk about with you on a first date or on a date, period. And I want you to take that and I want you to apply it to him. Because a lot of times I see memes and it says, yo, I can provide what I require. Can you? Do you? Because a lot of times we only look at that as a monetary thing. We don't look at that as an emotional aura. It's about, yo, I require a man who makes six figures. Well, I got that. Okay, well, nigga, good for you and your six figures. Now what? Now what? That's what I'm saying. I want you to write down what it would be like, you know. Hey, I require this. I require that. I want a guy to compliment me. I want a guy to pull out my chair. I'm not saying you got to pull out a man's chair, blah, blah, blah. But you know what I'm saying? I want a guy to look me in the eye. I want a guy to notice that I got my nails done for this. I want to, like, you don't think we get haircuts for a date? You don't think we get haircuts? Ladies, like, really? You really don't think that we don't go to the, like, nigga, we be at the barbershop. Yo, I got a date tonight. Ask Jamise is the wrong person to ask because I've never been on an actual date when I've been with Jamise as my barber. Snoop, on the other hand, my barber Snoop in Philly. It's been plenty of times. Snoop was my barber back in like 2009 when I was living in Philly. Snoop, I used to go in the chair. Yo, man, look, man, I'm about to go. I'd never forget. One girl in particular. This was November 2009. Went on a date with this girl named Jessica. Yeah, I mean, for old time's sake, we might as well say names, right? Went on a date with this girl named Jessica, and I never forget, I bought an outfit and got a cut for this date. We went to the Franklin Institute. You don't need no fly outfit, but I just wanted something with no wrinkles in it, fresh off the joint. I had a brand new, and this was when polo was like, niggas in Philly was wearing polo like it was. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Niggas was wearing polo sneaks, polo socks, polo shorts, polo shirt, polo hat, polo earrings, whatever it was. But I remember I bought a pair of polo sneaks. I bought a polo hat to match and a polo shirt to match. So, nigga, I was in a pair of khaki shorts doing it. Or I thought I was at the time. And then you know what else? I got a haircut that day. And as a matter of fact, that was the first cut that I remember that my beard, I realized my beard connected. And when I say my beard connected, like my beard always had chin strap. This was the first time I realized, I was like, oh shit, I got the full jawn. I got the full jawn. The full jawn. I had the full beard. I was like, oh shit, I could do something. I was excited. Couldn't wait. I was telling Snoop, like, yo, this date gonna be fire. We gonna be blah, 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 blah. Boom, 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 boom. She ain't noticed none of that shit. When I got on the date, she wasn't like, Clint, you look nice. But now, granted, she was 20-something. I was 20. I mean, she was 22. I was 21. So I was 21, 22. Of course, she ain't think like that at 21, 22. She probably don't think like that now. You know what I mean? That's neither here nor there. But the point I'm making is like, yo, that was my shit. Or that would have went a long way if she would have noticed that, yo, hey, man, you look good. I'm telling you, ladies, you should be doing the same thing. It costs you nothing. Men want to be noticed too. You could call us women for that or blah, 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 blah. We ain't going to say it, but yeah, man. Ain't nothing better, fellas, than getting a compliment from a woman you don't know or a woman you into. It's the best shit in the world. That's what I'm telling you, ladies. I'm giving you the codes. But stop telling me and stop sitting and walking around and getting affirmations from your stupid ass homegirls that say dating is trash. Nah, dating ain't trash. Y'all trash. Fix it. Fix yourself. Y'all always be wanting to talk about working on yourself, blah, 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 blah. That includes actually casually dating. You do know that, right? If you want to date and working on yourself, that includes casually dating. That definitely includes that. So, yeah, that's how I feel. Got that shit off my chest. I'm not even mad, though, because I'm not like, I ain't, you know me, I ain't, you know. Don't. I'm not mad. I'm just saying, I'm just tired of seeing this shit. And I want y'all to do better. I want better. For sure. Oh, boy. All right. Let me go ahead and get my day started. All right. Get my day started. Let me go get me a Jamaican. Let me go get me some Jamaican food. Go get me a platter. Give me some oxtail. Go out to Brooklyn. Give me some oxtail. All right. All right. If you live in New York, please, or if you're in the New York area, you in Jersey, you in Philly, you know, you in Connecticut, make the drive. Come to Brooklyn. Get your tickets. I'll see y'all at the Bell House on Saturday, July 23rd. There's two shows. The first show was sold out, all right? So the first show, the 7 o'clock, the 7:30 show, sold out. The 10 o'clock show, that's the one. And again, y'all, I'm shooting a comedy special. Like, this is not no bullshit. Shooting a comedy special. If you ever never supported me, now's the time to do it, New York. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. Got one more episode left.
You want to keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? What's his name? What's his name? Listening to advice from a fuckboy.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.